Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Digitizing ID cards and identification documents like the driver's license, putting information from the physical card into an app on a smartphone, is a massive trend hitting state agencies and DMVs in the U.S. and around the globe. In this series of podcasts, Secure ID News looks at key aspects of mobile identity. In future installments, we'll explore privacy implications, find out which states are piloting a mobile driver's license, and check out early lessons learned. We'll also delve into other applications of mobile ID technology for everything from professional licensing to phishing and hunting credentials. But today, we want to know, what exactly is a mobile ID or a mobile driver's license? We posed this question to a group of experts at HID Global, a trusted leader in secure identities for millions of customers. They'll be our guides for the next few episodes of this mobile ID podcast series. We begin with Jean-Baptiste Milan, product manager for the Global ID Solutions business at HID Global.
What is really driving the push for mobile identity is the fact that all the stakeholders need mobile identity, have the desire of mobile identity, not completely understanding fully at the moment what it will bring to them, but everyone has a sense of that. When I say stakeholders, I'm referring to the government, that is the issuer of these identities. I'm talking about the citizen to whom the identity belongs and who is using this identity. But there is a whole set of stakeholders around, from public and private entities, who needs to verify that identity, who have a need in an interaction to confirm that someone is who he claims he is. That could be the police, that could be a shop when they need to check your age, that could be when you rent a car, that could be when your bank has to confirm your identity to do a transaction. So all these three sets of stakeholders have a strong interest in having a mobile identity to facilitate their life, to manage in a better way their operations, lower their operational costs, and increase the number of services that they give or that they receive. So that's, for me, the reason of this trend recently on mobile identity.
The most talked about option for mobile ID seems to be the driver's license. The original intent of the license was to prove we're eligible to drive. But of course, it's grown to serve as the primary form of identification for a whole host of functions. Is the driver's license driving this new migration to mobile identity?
The reason that mobile driving license is the first mobile identity that we see arising here and there is just because these documents, in many places, is a bit late in terms of technology as compared to other documents like national IDs that we could have in Europe or other documents. And as such, this document is a bit in a deficit of security, which can be provided very easily with the mobile version. There is two ways to bring a very strong security to a document. One is to put a chip, and then you can have electronic verification. Another one is to just bring the document to your mobile phone, and then it is completely electronic. It does not even rely anymore on physical substrate or physical card. So for that reason, we have seen a trend already some time ago in the US, very strong trend, to think about the way that drivers could be using their mobile phone rather than reaching to their pocket to take a card to do their usual transaction. So it's very natural for the US market that a document that is meant initially to check the driver privileges and that is supposed to be used mainly by the law enforcement, the police, is actually used mainly by the private sector.
Though we're just beginning to explore the potential, the shift to mobile in a driver's license and an ID will certainly happen. At least Joseph Pearson thinks so. He's the North America Sales Vice President for Citizen ID Group at HID Global.
I mean, you look at the smartphone, it's only been 10 years since the iPhone was introduced, and think of all of your personal applications and uses that you have now, from banking to access control, et cetera, that are able to be done with your smartphone. People simply want to be able to carry their phone by themselves. So I think it's inevitable. Making sure that use of it is easy and convenient is going to be critical. Making sure that it delivers value to the consumer so that it's just not another gee whiz thing, but actually delivers utility, is going to be, you know, very important. How soon it happens? Probably sooner than we imagined. I think it was Bill Gates who said, too often we think much is going to happen within the next 2 years, but we underestimate what's going to happen within 10.
Zeroing in on the current physical driver's license, Pearson says it fundamentally does what it was designed to do, communicate a person's driving privileges. But over time, it has morphed into a full-blown citizen ID.
In North America, there's no national ID system. So really, the driver's license has become the de facto go-to ID to identify people. There are 69 different jurisdictions in North America, all with various types of credentials, driver's license included. And there is, unfortunately, counterfeiting that is going on that fairly well simulates a lot of the security features. So between, you know, all the various different jurisdictions that issue credentials and the amount of counterfeiting that is going on, it was really making it difficult for, you know, the clerk behind the counter or the bartender to really adequately be able to be confident that the ID that's being presented as a driver's license is authentic.
Pearson is a strong proponent of mobile ID, but he sees the mobile and the physical card as complementary rather than competing credentials.
But when it comes to the physical driver's license, they're going to be around for a while. So the security issues that they have will need to be addressed in any case, independent of the proliferation of mobile driver's licenses. And mobile driver's licenses in themselves will definitely need to be secure. And so I don't think that they'll go forward unless the security is there for them.
In the mobile world, we have an array of communication possibilities. An open, easy communication channel between the issuing agency and the license or ID holder would be a game changer in many ways. Steve Warren says that's one of the most important perks of mobile ID. Warren is director of solutions marketing for HID Global in their government ID business.
It means that within your app, you can get your notification that you need to renew, that perhaps you need to supply some more documentation. But even more than that, you can add other information that the citizen might care about. In the case of a driver's license, for example, you might want to get driving information. There's a road blocked, or you're expecting adverse weather on a particular highway. Things that make having that mobile identity document useful to you. And I think the governments and the issuing agencies would find that extremely, in the long term, they'll find it extremely useful because people will want to have the app. At the moment, identity is a very dry subject, and a lot of us carry our identity documents because we have to. So the thought of putting that onto a mobile phone and just storing a document isn't very attractive. But if you build all these other services around that, and particularly if you have that communication channel open, then I think people would want to have a mobile identity app. Hopefully not because they're going to need to share their identity, particularly in the case of a driver's license and a traffic stop, but more because they find it useful. They find it something that they use on a day-by-day basis.
Documents considered to be low-hanging fruit are likely to go mobile first. That's according to Javier Ramirez, sales director in Europe for citizen identification solutions at HID Global. For example, he says the passport is a document that needs to work worldwide, so it's more complex in terms of interoperability than, say, a professional license.
Standards need to be defined, and the governments are working on that. And I think other documents will take place first. For example, hunting, fishing license, it's something that I think is quite easy to select today to move to this kind of solution. One important thing is, in my opinion, this has to be voluntary. It cannot be mandatory right now. People are not prepared to have a mandatory virtual license because there is a barrier in terms of age and culture that we need to respect. I can't expect that people with 75 or 80 or 90 years old, that all of them are going to feel comfortable having a solution in a mobile. I think that's unfair and not realistic. On the other hand, I don't think that people below 25 are going to feel comfortable with a piece of paper for the same reason. They will very easily adopt any technology in a mobile, because this is actually what they do today. Everything they have today to interact with the world, it is mainly through apps in the mobile. So we will see some of the documents that are not so complex in terms of interoperability and in terms of having today a very low security to move first in this direction. Always you will need people to issue a paper version if it is a paper today, but you will need less and less public employees doing this.
One group that regularly contends with physical ID documents is law enforcement officers. Jean-Baptiste Milan, who we heard from at the beginning of the podcast, lays out key differences between a physical driver's license and a mobile one, using this interaction with police and other officers as an example.
When you have a physical driving license, you need to give it physically to the other person so that the other person can have in his hand and read the content and check if it can trust or not what he has in his hand. In a mobile driving license scenario, you can imagine the interaction quite differently. First, using the technology that mobile devices offer to us, there is the possibility for the law enforcement officer to make the request, give me your driving license, in a different way. It could be done remotely using technology like Bluetooth, low energy, Bluetooth smart. And then as a driver, I would receive the request directly on the screen of my mobile phone. Then I could also get a sense of, is it really a law enforcement officer? Is it like a legitimate law enforcement officer that is asking me that, or someone impersonating? That's the kind of guarantee that you could get from the technology.
Milan says the only way this idea of a mobile ID works is if the data on the mobile phone can be transmitted securely to another trusted device.
So the DMV is using some private key to sign the data of the driver and is disseminating the public key that corresponds to this private key. Then every entity that is then interested to do a verification must be sure that they have this public key. And then when they read the data from a citizen, then they can check that the data is genuine by using very standard cryptography function with this public-private key that is provided together with the program. Electronic identity works exactly that way and is very secure. So we are just transposing that to the mobile world with mobile driving license.
It's not unique to the U.S. for the driver's license to be used for more than just proving someone is eligible to operate an automobile. The license is commonly used for identity verification at airports and government agencies. And there's great potential for using the mobile ID to protect individual privacy by limiting the information that's made available, like showing the user's age while hiding their address.
So basically, together with your driving privilege, you have a very basic proof of your identity, your name, first name. And you can make use of that to interact with your bank, for example. If you want to open a bank account, you need to prove your identity, or you already have opened a bank account and you need to take an important quantity of money. You are asking for a loan. So this could be the kind of transaction that you do with your bank. And in this case, you could use your mobile driving license as the supporting document to prove your identity to the bank. There are other use cases like boarding a plane where you can also prove your identity to the TSA, for example, in the US, so that your identity is confirmed and then you can safely board to your plane. What is very interesting when you enter the mobile identity world is that you don't need necessarily to show your complete driving license the way that you do with a physical driving license. The principle is that you share your information on a need-to-know basis. I go to a store, I want to buy a bottle of alcohol. What is necessary by law is that I am over 21, let's say. Why would I share other information about me than the fact that I am over 21? No need to give my name, no need to give my address, no need to give anything related to my driving privileges. And in this case, then, thanks to the mobility of the credential, mobile driving license, I would be able to have age verification experience that is much more interesting for me as a driver. My privacy would be maintained and the vendor in the shop would be satisfied because he has what he needs to do the transaction, to sell me alcohol.
finally, Milan says there is one overriding principle that he believes should be at the core of any mobile identity project. The credential should remain in the control of the individual.
Since we started that program in HID, we have put in place a few number of principles that are very important. One of them is the fact that the data, the credential, the mobile driving license should be in the hand of the citizen himself, just as it is currently with a physical one. And this is the way that we believe every project should be done. And this is the way that we have developed our own product. The data is stored on the mobile phone. It is secured securely from the issuer to the mobile phone, but then it is on the mobile phone. So if you have to interact with someone who wants to verify your data, you can very simply send that data from your mobile phone to their mobile device, and then they will be accessing the data from you, not from a third party, not from the cloud, not from everywhere. So if you are, let's say, in a subway station where internet access is challenging, or in the middle of nowhere between two big cities, but where you are, it's not a big city, so there is no data access, you would still be able to share your mobile driving license at any time.
That's the 101 on the mobile driver's license and ID. On the next episode, we hear what mobile IDs can do to safeguard a user's privacy and security. Thanks to our experts from HID Global, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.